Really on the injury front, kind of one thing just to make sure everybody's aware of, that Jay has been cleared to play by the medical people, and he should begin that preparation tomorrow. We'll have a basically like a bonus Monday. We have Wednesday off, and then we'll be back out there Thursday. But he has been cleared medically to play.
Have surgery yesterday?
Yes. Another successful surgery. Yeah. You know, there's a strong likelihood, you know, just from a roster standpoint, but that's not been done yet. Be remiss for me to kind of make that up at this point. You know, not totally. We'll look at it. You know, it could be important to have a third guy, especially when the fact that we've been through three already. You know, but we'll kind of entertain those thoughts moving forward.
Is this just fortunate timing, or things kind of?
Yeah, I think, I hate putting time frames, but, on that particular injury, it was mentioned 4 to 6, and we're right at the 6-week mark, I think, next Monday, which would be game day.
Was it today that Jay got clearance?
I think they kind of looked at him over the weekend and felt like it was a go.
Where do you sense he's at mentally, eagerness, all those things put together in terms of?
Well, I think he's, been at the bit for a while. You know, I think anytime you can't play as a competitor, as a player, obviously that's hard. I think he handled it great. He was very involved in the game planning, both with Dow, with Brian, through this process. He's been very helpful and, been a great teammate and, a member of the team.
John, you mentioned Kyle Long. Don't miss what you said on Kyle Long.
He had a tricep strain, and he's had an opportunity over the weekend to get treatment, like a lot of our injured players. But we continue to have time. Like I said, our first really day back to full practice is Thursday.
John, philosophically, with Kyle, how do you go about as an organization assessing where he's at with all the things he's been fighting through? Sort of the risk reward of keeping him out there versus shutting him down for a little while.
Well, again, it goes back to the medical clearance. I think, we don't encourage guys to play while hurt where they can further injure themselves. We do first opinions, second opinions. It's quite an extreme process, anytime a player's injured, not just the concussion protocol, but any kind of injury protocol, we take very serious. So he'll get evaluated, and like I said, he's getting treatment. Along with many of our guys, unfortunately. Again, it is truly a day-to-day process.
John, there's been a few national reports about the team maybe ready to move on. Okay, do you have to address that with them, or is he pretty good at tuning some of that stuff out?
I think, all that for everybody, is tough. I think, I think everybody realizes what they sign up for. Obviously, as a coach and a staff, you're always trying to help your players through stuff like that. But one thing I've found in Jay in the time I've been here is that he's very tough-minded and very resilient. I think, obviously he went through a stretch where it's tough, not being able to play and watching somebody else play your position is never easy, on any competitor at any position. So I think he's handled it great, and I think he'll handle it great moving forward. Yeah, that's part of the reason why I don't like putting time frames on things. Sometimes medical people come up with their timeline evaluation, and I will say he surpassed that by quite a bit. In getting back, he missed the one game in Seattle where Jimmy Clausen started and played, and made it back quickly from a hamstring strain. But I think that injury is a little bit different than your throwing hand, thumb of your throwing hand, I think, is different than a hamstring. Obviously, anatomically, I get that. But as far as the restrictions it has, playing your position.
And was the defensive performance in the first half against the Packers enough to consider that a step forward, especially, even considering the way it kind of fell apart in the second half?
Well, I think, part of that, and I mentioned this, I think, post-game is, we had 91 plays, which is big number against a pretty potent offense. You know, again, you know, you play this game to win. It's only fun when you win, you know, so there's no consolation. But, you know, I think all in all, you know, those guys hung in there. They fought pretty good. Obviously, it was a little bit better first half than second half. But, you know, lacking to be able to possess the ball at all in the second half, I think was caught up to our defense some as the game wore on.
Confidence-wise, how important is a play like that that Leonard Floyd made, and how important is confidence for a young player like that moving forward?
I think it's huge. You know, I think you know, it's hard to have confidence when good things don't happen. So obviously, when good things happen, your confidence gets a little higher. So I think with a guy like Leonard, you know, who's as young as he is, and you know, has kind of been in and out as much as he has, I think it was a huge boost.
Rush on Thursday night. He obviously got there three different times, two of them for takedowns.
Well, I mean, it's the ability we saw to draft him where we did. And I think, you know, he's got that. He'll continue to grow. He's a determined young guy that's not afraid to work. You know, a lot's been made of his size, I think, both in the process and since. But, you know, he plays the game strong. He plays it sudden. He plays it explosive. And I think, you know, sometimes weight can be too much considered in that. You know, I think he'll just continue to get stronger and develop more of a pro body as we move forward.
Does getting some more depth at that position allow you guys to do a little bit more?
Yeah, I think, you know, we don't have a lot of first-round picks, you know, on our roster right now. You know, a few of them are missing. So, obviously, when you get that kind of guy back, it's a boost for sure.
Jordan Howard's still getting his carries, but any reason?
Well, it's not so much a decrease in him as it is an increase in Kadeem, you know, who was a guy that, you know, had been a productive player for us and, you know, had missed some time due to injury. And, you know, I think it's more his resurgence than the other.
John, when you guys were considering Leonard and looking at his athleticism in college, how much was Aaron Rodgers on your mind just in the sense of his ability to run and grow and his
Well, I think, you know, obviously, you know, you're trying to build your team speed, which is something that, you know, we may have been lacking. So I think, you know, increasing your team speed is critical really in all three phases. And so, you know, with Leonard, that was a big part of the evaluation, you know, whether it's as a spy rusher or just a guy that can track, you know, a good athlete down. You know, I think he has that ability.
How did you see from Pernell McPhee when overall, how rusty did he seem, or were you pleased, displeased?
I was pleased. You know, I think, you know, it's been a while since we've seen him, you know, live playing football, you know, no fault of anybody, including his. But, you know, again, you know, we had a pitch count for him. He didn't play a lot of plays by design, but the ones he did play, I was impressed.
How did he respond physically over the weekend? Is that obviously very
good? Good. You know, I think it's, you know, I think everybody responds a little bit. You know, I think anytime they can get a break, you know, this is kind of mini bye when you play that Thursday night game. The downside, obviously, it's a rush on the front end, but you get a little gap, you know, on the back end of it. Plus, going all the way to Monday, it does create kind of a mini bye, which is good timing for us.
What sort of progress did Mike Bolton make? It seems like, you know, if it was
46 weeks. You know, again, they were in for treatment. You know, a lot of the players and staff had off, but, not the training room and not the guys injured. So there's a lot of good treatment, and we'll have a better idea tomorrow, and then obviously with another day off Wednesday, even a better idea on Thursday.
Your young defensive backs, including Ames, they seem like it's the essence of growing pains. I mean, they make plays, then they commit a penalty or don't make a play. Where do you, from your vantage point, where do you see the progress, especially with, like, LeBlanc, Callahan, just in general, where do you see progress there?
You know, all those guys, you know, are tremendous young guys, good teammates. You know, I think the type of people that we're proud of as an organization, they're not afraid to work. They work very hard. I think, you know, I like the way they go about it. You know, I think we just got to get better. And they understand that, and we understand that. And we got to coach them better, and they'll play better.
How open was that competition, especially when Brian was playing well and didn't help?
Well, I mean, really, as I mentioned before, and again, you know, some things that I say, you know, go somewhere that I wasn't really intending. You know, at the end of the day, obviously, Jay's our starter. He was injured, not permitted to play medically. And now that he's healed, you know, he's back to being our starter. So, you know, that's really the facts and kind of what happened and where we're at now. So I don't know that there was a competition to speak of. It's like there wasn't a competition when Matt Barkley went in. He was our only quarterback left. So it's good to have Jay back. We're excited to have him back, and hopefully he can remain healthy.
Mark, what are your earliest impressions of the Vikings D and what gives it its teeth right now, the way they're playing?
Well, as you look down, you know, statistically, you know, they're number one in, you know, a tremendous amount of categories. Scoring defense, number one is probably the most important. But they're very athletic. They got good depth. You know, they take out a guy, Terrence Newman, and they put in a first-round pick, you know, and Trey Wayne. So they've got a good front, an experienced, you know, very opportunistic secondary. You know, so they're playing very, very well.